This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Colt Knost is a former U.S. amateur champion, two-time winner on the Web.com Tour. He's on the sidelines rehabbing from an injury. We'll talk about that. It's a pleasure to welcome Colt Knost back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Colt.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, we got to get an injury update first. Where are you in the recovery process?
Yeah, things are going pretty slowly, honestly. Still having quite a bit of pain in my left thumb and seeing my doctor Thursday to see how things are healing. But hopefully sooner than later I can get back out on tour and start competing again.
You were on the program last year helping us with our coverage of the major championships. Is this the same thing? Is this the same injury?
Yeah, well, I had a different surgery in May, but it was the pain was still in the same spot. But so they actually operated on my thumb this time instead of my wrist, hoping to clear things up.
How hard is it to be patient?
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, obviously I want to be playing, and even if I'm not on tour, I love playing at home with my friends, and not being able to do that's difficult, but, you know, it's part of it, and just got to be patient, and hopefully be back out there in January is the plan.
So what is your status on tour?
Yeah, I'm still on the major medical, so I have 13 events left to make the FedEx Cup points I need, so that'll get me through pretty much the whole year. And just kind of pick and choose where I want to play.
Okay, so when you say that for the listener, you've got 13 events. This is not something to where you have to hope on sponsor exemptions. You can pick and choose your 13 events. Well, but you can only do 13 unless of course there's success.
Yeah, I get 13 into pretty much any of the open tournaments. Those don't count for the invitationals.
Okay. But with success comes a whole different world.
Oh, exactly.
All right.
Success changes everything.
Yeah, yes. I've noticed that. Okay, so you're home. You're probably watching way too much golf on television. Did you watch the amateur?
I watched a little bit of it yesterday. I watched them probably play like 6 or 7 holes. I saw the kid from Oklahoma State was kind of in control the whole day. So I ended up winning 6 and 5.
Again, and they mentioned this on the telecast, it's a lot of golf. It's a bit of a grind. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a ton of golf. I mean, it's a long week. I mean, you have the two stroke play days, and then you go into the matches, and you have to win 6 matches, which is one of them 36 holes, and it's an exhausting week. But it's the cool. I mean, the biggest tournament in amateur golf, obviously, and to have it at Pebble Beach was just looked incredible. I mean, just such an honor to win that tournament. I mean, it's a life changing win. Getting to three majors, and I mean, obviously, sponsor exemptions into other tour events, and they can just really boost your career whenever you're getting ready to start professional golf.
You know, I was wondering about this over the weekend, Colt. Have they tweaked? Am I just not remembering correctly, or have they tweaked the format a little bit in that the semifinals are 18 holes one day? That's all you're playing. Then you do the 36 holes the next day. Was that your format? Or am I remembering?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's always been as far as I know.
For some reason, I wanted quarterfinals and semis on the same day and then finals on the next day. But that'd be way too much golf.
Yeah.
We are
36 2 days in a row.
Yeah, we're talking with Colt Knost here on the Augusta Golf Show. What this young man has to look forward to when you win the amateur, does the level of attention just ratchet up enormously?
Yeah, I mean I definitely think so. I mean it's one of one of the biggest honors in amateur golf is winning the U.S. Amateur, and you always get an invite to the Masters and the U.S. Open and the British Open, but then you also get in Bay Hill and Colonial, and I think a few other. I mean, obviously, other tournaments are going to give you sponsor exemptions, so I mean, it's a huge deal.
And it stays that way for as long as that young man stays an amateur.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about the playoffs. We are cranking up the FedEx Cup playoffs. I'm curious. We hear a lot of talk on television about where people stand and where they are with regard to the playoffs. When in the year, Colt, do the players start to pay attention as to where they are in the FedEx Cup standings?
Well, I kind of think it depends on where you're at. I mean, if you're a guy that's around that 125 bubble, I mean, you're obviously thinking about it. Probably starting June, the panic starts to set in a little bit, just because you know you got to get to that 125 to make sure you have a job for the next year. But, I mean, all the guys pay attention to where they're at throughout the whole year, I think. And obviously for the top guys, being in that top five going into Atlanta is such a big deal because then you can win the whole FedEx Cup with a win.
Do you, you know, we've talked a lot through the years about the format, and they've tweaked it from here and there. Haven't made a whole lot of changes here recently. Do you like the current format? Would you, with the players, would you like to see something a little bit different? If so, what would that be?
Yeah, I mean, there's some, obviously, you can't make everyone happy with the format. I mean, the format's great right now. I love that, you know, there's so much movement in it, and obviously going into the Tour Championship, like I said, if you're in the top five, you control your own destiny. I think it's cool. You know, there's been talk of maybe, you know, once the Tour Championship's done, top five go to an 18-hole match, and it's winner-take-all for the $10 million on one day, which I think would be awesome, just where everything's on the line in one round of golf. But, I mean, it's an awesome format as it is right now, too.
For those of us on the sidelines, for those of us that aren't flying privately, for those of us that don't get our clothes and our clubs for free, the $10 million, does that, for many players, for most players, Colt, does that still get their attention?
I mean, I would hope so. I mean, I don't care who you are, $10 million is still a lot of money. I mean, I know it gets my attention, and I know, I mean, most of the players, I mean, I would assume it has to. Obviously, $10 million doesn't change the life for some of the top guys, but it's still $10 million, and it's a huge deal. And I mean, every player wants to win the FedEx Cup.
Let's troubleshoot here a couple of other questions while I still have you about this. The new schedule, as it pertains to what's about to happen in the new season, are you a fan of what you've seen and heard about that?
Yeah, for the most part, I like it. I like that the season's going to be done earlier. You know, hopefully in August before football starts, which is huge for obviously TV ratings for golf. And I like the PGA moving to May. I think it brings in a lot of other golf courses that can play, like especially more southern golf courses like a Southern Hills and Tulsa, where the weather will be better. And obviously, a place like Belle Reve would be much better in May than it was in August.
Do you like the players back in March?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I love the players in May just because the weather's always good. It's going to play a lot harder in March. I mean, you can have definitely some very difficult weather and obviously a lot of wind. But, you know, I totally understand the move. And, you know, I mean, you have huge events, five straight months. You have one event, you know, 5 months in a row where, I mean, guys are just going to build their schedule around that. So it could hurt some of the regular tour events, I think, because guys are going to focus so much on the majors and the players that they might not play in that 5 month stretch quite as much of the regular events on tour, but it's going to be exciting to watch. That's for sure.
Let me go back to the money here for a second. This talk about Tiger and Phil playing the winner take all for possibly $10 million. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's going to be great. And it's at Shadow Creek, which is a golf course that I just love and a place I've spent a lot of time at. And you know, it's cool. I mean, you got two of the biggest names in golf playing for a huge amount of money at a great venue, and I mean, it'll be a very popular, obviously, thing to watch on TV, and good for them. You know, they've earned it. They're the reason we play for the money we do, and they'll put on a great show.
Maybe this isn't a fair question because the injuries are dramatically different. But when you see Tiger come back as Tiger has come back, got to make you feel good. I mean, you can, no matter the injury, you can come back. It will happen. Do you think about that as you watch Tiger?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always doubt and stuff. I mean, it's obviously been two very frustrating years for me, not being able to do what I want to do. And you do question whether or not your game will come back. I mean, it's hard. I mean, you're sitting out a long time, especially after I came off my two best years of my career, I think is what I was most frustrated about. And I was playing really well, and I was finally really comfortable on the tour, and then the injuries happened. But it's been just unreal to watch Tiger do what he does. And I mean, he was off for so much time. And for him to come back and compete at this level, I mean, his game looks, I mean, almost as good as it ever has. And, you know, people are hard on him for not winning yet. He hasn't been back that long.
Yeah.
I just think he's going to make, I think he'll make a run in these playoffs. And I think next year is going to be just a huge year for him.
You alluded to this in the beginning. So if I asked you about a timeline, you're kind of shooting toward something in January?
Yeah, I plan on playing Sony Open as my first one back. Hopefully, if all goes well, that'll be the case. But I'm definitely going to take my time with my injury this time and make sure I'm 100% before I get back out there.
No, please do that. Colt, when I pick up the phone and ask you to do this, you're always kind to say thank you. Thank you for doing this. Just keep getting better, would you?
You got it. Anytime. I'm going to have to